You're listening to Native Fest series featuring Indigenous artists, musicians, and writers throughout Native country.
Heart Warrior Chosa, what I heard from the elders is when you introduce yourself, you're supposed to really tell about your ancestors. And so, of course, my dad's side was a member of Boys Fort Band. And he came from Basswood Lake. He was born on Basswood Lake in the middle of the Boundary Waters. His mother canoed around and had her 7 children on different islands, so they could say they were from different places. His mother was one of 3 Eagle Clan sisters who married 3 Bear Clan brothers from Michigan. And the grandfather, my dad's father, I thought that he was like a half-breed, which he was mixed. But come to find out, the person that we thought was white was actually part Huron. So he was a mixed blood. And the great-grandfather on that side. And then, so the Hurons, they mostly got pretty much wiped out. They were from the East Coast tribe.
Okay.
And the great teacher of the White Roots of Peace that other tribes further east adopted, that great teacher came from the Huron tribe. And so they just about wiped out all the Hurons, and evidently a few escaped. And so that's what I know on that side. My great-grandmother on that side, Sacagawea-Gabawique, she was fleeing. They said a lot of Ojibwe migrated south of Lake Superior, and a lot of them went north of Lake Superior. And the people that she was with had gone north of Lake Superior. And my father's people had gone south of Lake Superior. So they had common ancestors dating back to Madeline Island, which also we found out more recently that we were like the Madeline Island was Crane Clan, was really our great-great-great-grandma. And Kadat was our great-great-great-great-grandpa. Anyway, so my cousin had done a lot of search and found this stuff out. On my mother's side, she's got a really interesting history. Her people were buffalo hunters. They shared the Red River Valley with the Dakota, and it was the last buffalo range to go down in the West. They were Cree, and 13 generations ago, which is a long time ago, a band of Scotsmen came and traveled. They were escaping the invasion of England onto Scotland, and they came across what later became Canada. And the Ojibwe, when they had advanced into Minnesota, had fought the Lakota or Dakota. And a smarting group of Dakota that had been defeated ran into a band of Cree people and wiped out all the men. And the women and children had fled into the tundras to hide out. And when they came back out, they camped on one side of the Red River, which is near Winnipeg today, and on the other side of the Red River was camped this band of Scottish chieftains. I'll just say, yeah, they exist. It's spirits that exist. And there are other spirits that watch over the planet.
Oh, yeah.
You know. And those of us that were in her purifying fire, things were jacked out of us the following year. That whole year, things came out for purification. Very powerful. Then one time I was up in Saskatchewan, and the Nokoma spirit came. Spirit was much different.
What's Nokoma?
Nokomis. The grandmother that taught our
Nokomis, grandmother.
Yeah.
Okay.
She came. And her spirit was very different. Like buffalo calf woman spirit is fire and it's purifying. The spirit of Nokomis was very gentle, very calming, It was like being in your mother's arms as a child.
You go to sweat lodges?
Yeah, I have. I've Sundanced for 22 years. And went into the Sundancer sweat. And then in the Sundance sweat, we can do sweat lodges. But we're not commissioned to go out and do them for people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just during the Sundance. Although I myself did give tobacco to an elder who showed me how to construct the lodge, but that's only for my personal use. That's a gift that you're given from the spirits.
This Native Fest series was brought to you by Net Lake Radio and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.